Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
This is the iTricks.com Magic Stars podcast for the week ending August 20th, 2009. I'm Justin Robert Young. Now, there's a reason why you might detect that my voice is not as energetic or as crystal clear. It sounds a little scratchier than it might normally. That's because we've spent the last 5 days in Las Vegas at Magic Live. It was just absolutely insane, crazy, awesome, fantastic, a who's who. And we were there gathering interviews for you folks. Now, people who are subscribed to our Twitter feed may have heard a few of these because we were pumping them out live as they happened at twitter.com/iTricks. But as a compilation of record, we decided we'd put them all together for this Magic Stars podcast. So, and literally it is just such a list. Tyler Wilson, Dan White, Dan Sperry and Tamika, Andrew Main and Aaron Crow are the names that you will hear interviewed during this podcast. So, without further ado, let's start off where we started at the Fort Lauderdale International Airport with Andrew Main. We're getting ready to go to Magic Live. How you doing, Andrew?
Justin, I'm pretty good. Glad to see they got the fleas off of you so you could actually fly with the rest of the humans.
Ever the gentleman and always a class act, Andrew Main. Now, what are you looking most forward to at the Magic Live?
Well, the dry weather climate out there, Justin, which is probably going to be good for your flea condition.
Is that it?
What more could we hope for, Justin? You get to mingle with humans once again.
What a sweetheart that guy is. All right, let's flash forward to our next interview. It was with Tyler Wilson. I am here with a very, very difficult to interview Tyler Wilson. We are walking to the afternoon session at Magic Live. Now, you were very difficult about what you wanted to talk about during this this interview. So what's on your mind right now? What do you want to get out to the world now that you have this bully pulpit here on the iTricks Twitter?
Well, basically, I got my start in magic when I was about 6 years old, and my uncle gave me a magic kit, and I was bitten by the... Oh, shit, I see Jeff McBride over there. I'll be back.
But, you know, eventually, we were able to get a straight answer out of somebody. Thankfully, it came from somebody as knowledgeable as Dan White. If you're not familiar with Dan White, then start reading the site more. He is one of David Blaine's right-hand men and a fantastic creator, and patient enough to get interviewed on an iPhone. Here's Dan. Outside of Magic Live, we're ready to get into the afternoon sessions, but Dan White is here with us. How you doing, Dan?
Good. What's up, guys?
All right. So, you know, a big, you know, you had a few big tricks come out in, you know, recent couple months. Right. What are you working on now?
A few new things. Another one with Danny and another one of my own, but I think they're looking really good. I don't want to talk too much about them because I don't want to jinx anything, but I think they're pretty cool.
Could you? Is it anything like you've done before? Any kind
no,
of hints
one,
you can
one,
give?
One's actually a utility prop, I guess. It's not really a trick, but more of a magician's tool. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
And so you're back in New York. You were in L.A.
Yeah.
Any other projects you're working on?
Well, you know, always keeping busy with David and a few new things. I'm working with BJ Bueno quite extensively for some really cool new projects that hopefully you'll. I'll be seeing soon.
Awesome. Now, just to describe to people, like, you know, they're just kind of the constant off season with David, right? Like, you guys are just sort of, it's you're gathering stuff until you're ready to go into production.
Right. I mean, you can either look at it like the constant off season or the constant on season.
I just mean, like, there's never a time when it's like, okay, everybody just
leave
and go home.
Right.
It's
no,
like you guys
never.
Are constantly
I mean, even
working.
Even after the show airs, it's, you know, it's always.
So, I mean, and there's no timetable for the next special, right? Or is there?
No, not that I know.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Cool.
It wouldn't be a stop in Vegas unless we talked to one of our favorite people, Dan Sperry, and we were fortunate enough to meet his lovely fiance, Tamika. He always has an outspoken opinion, and today was no different. In fact, he was the only interview that ran against the 5-minute time limit on our Audio Boo application. It probably would be a good chance to go over the quick plugs. We did all these interviews on our iPhone and used Audio Boo and pumped it out through Twitter. Audio Boo is a fantastic service, and I would highly recommend both them and their iPhone app in specific. But without any further ado, here is Dan Sperry and Tamika.
Joining me now is Dan Sperry and his lovely fiance, Tamika. How are you guys doing?
Fabulous.
You know, it's a magic convention.
Oh, come on.
Hey. No, it's a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Now, yeah. Why is that? Well, what are the normal hallmarks of an awful magic convention that's not happening at this one?
The same old boring stuff in the dealer's room, same old boring magicians on the bill. Well, if they're not at the bill, they're all at the bar, pruning.
Pruning,
getting more wrinkles.
Sure.
At least there's some cool things to be excited about in the dealer's room, just some really nice eye candy, some really cool topics that are being lectured on, rather than the same old crap that you get at other conventions. And what it appears to at this one is you don't have a lot of the... Can I swear? No. A lot of the... D-bags and their cliques and stuff.
You can say
douchebags. Okay, douchebags with their cliques and everything like that.
Sure.
Everybody's real open and equal at this one, I believe, which is a good thing because, you know, Magic Live is so across the board. Sorry, we're at a coffee place right now.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'll tell you, with the Twitter interviews, I think we have more leeway.
Okay,
so,
all right.
That's fine.
So since Magic Magazine is such a broad thing, there really can be no associations or cliques, or there's no politics. Well, of course there's politics.
There's always politics.
There's always
now,
politics.
I'll tell you what, is it just me, or does it seem a little younger this year than Magic Live last time, and also just magic conventions in general?
Oh, absolutely. I think, definitely there's a lot younger. And what's cool is,
I didn't expect that.
I didn't expect it either. And the good thing that I like about it is you don't have, like, there's no competition, which I think is great. There's no magic competition here. There's no Magic Live first place stage competition bullcrap award. Because those things don't mean jack all in the real world.
So everybody walks around in like a bull stance, like pumped up.
And that's what a lot of these conventions rely on to get some of the younger folks to come, is their competitions. I mean, when you look at World Magic Seminar, that's the retirement community magic convention. You look at IBM, retirement community magic convention. SAM, retirement community magic convention. You know, this one doesn't rely on dangling the candy from the minivan to get the young kids to come to their conventions. And you know, it's true. It's absolutely true. In this one, you don't have that. This is everybody coming for a good time, and we're all equals because we're all... I mean, obviously, many of us know the secrets of what's going to be revealed at this convention, but there's an excitement that goes on here that you don't get anywhere else. I mean, this is, regardless of what anybody says, I think this is the best magic convention in the world, the greatest magic convention in the world. It's this one right here. They put so much thought into it.
I think we might shut off at 3 minutes. So,
all right.
We'll do another interview.
Stay tuned.
Oh, no, wait, hold on. No, it didn't shut off at 3 minutes. We can keep going.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, you guys do a bit more of a, outside the box kind of act. There's a ton of stuff up in the dealer's room that I think people would do. Maybe more conventional acts would like to load up on. What I'm curious from you guys is what catches your eye? What do you see that's like, you know, I could work this into something that people aren't expecting to see, because that's kind of your guys' gimmick.
You can't really do that when you're looking in a dealer's room because... I mean, unless you see something...
Tamika's making a face, just so I can narrate a little bit.
No, I'm agreeing, definitely agreeing.
Because, I mean, you could look at something and say, I could use this, but it's not necessarily a trick. It might be an accessory.
Yeah.
Like, just for a weird example, let's say there's, I can't even think of one off the top of my head, because there really isn't anything up there.
Yeah.
But,
Can we say what you said you bought?
No.
Okay.
No, because that's gonna be too good.
Too good.
It's gonna be too good.
But you did buy something. We can say that you bought something that is gonna be a cool addition to your act.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I did get there was something up there that I saw that when I first saw it I went, This looks good. But it's not really a trick, it's just something that was out.
Yes.
It was out on display.
So I guess that's kind of, if you see something that catches your eye and makes you think of an act that you can then put together.
Or it's just something so stupid I just get excited over how ridiculous it is that I have to buy it. And I have to go, look at this piece of crap, look at this thing, look at what this does. And that's about as far as it goes. The thrill is gone by the time I bring it home just to show it off and just go, look at how stupid this is.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're selling this.
He did that this morning.
So I do.
With what? Can we say?
No, with the same thing he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
So cool. Dan Sperry and Tamika, man. They are both fantastic. We love them here. Our final interview was with Aaron Crow. We caught up with him outside the final morning session of Memory Serves. If you don't know him, you should. Look him up. He did Phenomenon in Europe, but he does an act called The Silent Mentalist, which is just all over the map. It's fantastic. It's certainly something you haven't seen before. So, without further ado, Aaron Crow. Outside of the morning session, and Aaron Crow is with me. If you're not familiar with him, he did a Phenomenon out in Europe. He is the Silent Mentalist, and he had, I would say personally, one of the most interesting acts during the first night of Magic Live on stage. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thank you for your nice comments on my work.
Well, let me ask you this, because you know, with when you look at that lineup, I mean, obviously you see a lot of the same stuff, and for whatever anybody can say about your act, it is certainly nothing that they've seen before. Just to give people an example, you know, you do a big blindfold routine, but before you dump hot wax all over your face and your eyes to seal everything shut. When you're devising these routines, how much of it is wanting to stay outside of the box?
Well, the goal is to go as far outside as I can, so, and to stay away from things that other people do. That's my main goal. And to achieve that, I don't look that much to what all the things other guys do. So I try to make my own, to find my own path, and I end up doing different things. That's
Now, where would you say thematically your inspirations come from? Because you got a little, you know, samurai. There's you know, some a lot of influences there.
Yeah, different places. Sometimes I see an image, a picture, or a movie, and I combine things. I make a new puzzle.
Yeah, like a tapestry, weaving things together. All right, now I'm sure people who are listening to this online, they can find stuff of yours on YouTube. Where can people find more?
Well, there is stuff out on YouTube, but not much because new regulations about music and stuff. So they weren't allowed to keep it on. But it's all on my website, so aaroncrow.com, and they can have a look what's on there.
There you go, aaroncrow.com. Thank you very much. And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Magic Stars podcast. We're going to get back to the normal format with all your favorite features next week. But I want to thank everybody who made this possible, specifically, no matter what he says about my fleas, Andrew Main, who, you know, if it weren't for his you know, leadership and financing of iTrix, coverage like this wouldn't happen. Stan Allen for putting on Magic Live, and you know, I got to briefly talk with him. He's a very, very cool guy. Obviously, a pioneer in magic journalism, and he puts on a fantastic show. Everybody who interviewed with us, and even there were a few interviews with Marco Tempest, Sebastian Clerg, and Matthew Biesch that just won't see the light of day because, unfortunately, the other software we were using dropped them. But thank them for interviewing with us when they did. If you'd like to fire back on anything you heard on this podcast, just go ahead and email show@itrix.com. And as we put out all this stuff on Twitter, including exclusive photos and other coverage of the event, follow iTrix on Twitter, @iTrix, twitter.com/iTrix. It is your one-stop shop for magic news on the go. Set up mobile alerts, have it sent to your phone, be in the loop all the time. Until next week. For the Magic Stars podcast, I am your humble reporter, Justin Robert Young.
iTrix.com.